This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
All right, we're rocking and rolling today. What is the quantum mind? Well, understanding it, I like to think of a big my cloud, not an iCloud, but a my cloud. And the my cloud is the mind, is the omniscient, all-powerful mind that we all are unified with in an abundant, infinite system of thought. And so this my cloud is streaming into our individual brains, into these minds that make up this my cloud. And so if you could imagine an all-powerful, omniscient source of information, of inspiration, of intuition that is constantly streaming to your brain, then we can start and set forth in a paradigm shift of what are we doing to interfere with that stream? What do we do to buffer that stream? How are we limiting our bandwidth into that stream? What are we doing to short circuit that stream? And so to think of the quantum mind, think of the all-powerful, all-knowing, the everything for everyone, the omniscient infinite loop that is created by a stream on my cloud. And my cloud is streaming to you, and the brain is then utilizing its consciousnesses in order to facilitate some sort of behavior, hopefully aligned with the co-creation, with where you want to be or better. And so the first step in understanding quantum mind, an infinite mind, a unified, abundant system of thought, is the easiest way I can articulate it is it's my cloud. And so all of us are streaming my cloud into our individual perceptions of our conscious, utilizing our subconscious to store that which resonates with us and interpreted by a genetic and energetic inheritance, a quantum being that we all are, a hard drive that through repetition and truth activate the best, most efficient, effective system of utilization of that streaming information from my cloud. And that's what creates this paradigm shift is the faith and the wisdom of the my cloud and the streaming of the my cloud to understand how much man-made constructive time am I utilizing to buffer, to constrict, or to interfere with, or even hopefully not, but disconnect from my cloud. And so there's three interpreters of the my cloud. And in the conscious, that's the easiest to understand, the obvious and instant to understand, our constant and conscious interpretation of the stream from my cloud of this information, intuition and inspiration. And the interesting thing about the conscious in the realm of our day is that its memory coincides with when we are awake. And so the input of that memory is our own senses, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, our touch. And so understanding that the short-term input, the short-term memory of the conscious to interpret or to receive the stream requires us to be consistent. Because in order for the conscious to interpret and then communicate, it needs repetitive information, repetitive stream. And so in our conscious day, the 24 hours in which we're given every single day of our lives, except for the last day, I always say you're going to be cheated the last day of your life, minutes, maybe even hours. But every other day, you won't be cheated. You'll be guaranteed that 24 hours. It's important to understand what non-negotiable activities that we have every day. Understanding how the conscious interprets and communicates is so essential to understand maximizing our divine direction in our divine time. And so what we choose to pay attention to consciously and give intention to each day that we do say, think, feel, and believe each day gives us a higher statistical success in communicating and interpreting that alignment with where we want to be or better by learning. And the only way that it learns, as I said before, the only way that it can learn is day by day, because the conscious memory, the conscious inputs that are created by attention and intention of the senses of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing the same exact thing every single day, allows us to maximize the potential of our conscious mind. In the aspect of the stream from the MyCloud, we have to remember, remind, and recollect that we are always connected to and through this conscious stream. So the easiest and most apparent way is to understand what we're doing to interfere with that stream consciously. And so when we utilize the activities we have planned, unplanned, sleep, the activities we get paid for and unpaid, and understand what are we doing to interfere with our divine direction, our divine time, with where we want to be or better, we start to realize that it's fear that interferes with where we want to be or better. It's fear that interferes with my cloud, with the constant, omniscient, all-powerful stream of everything for everyone. And so when we interpret what we're doing to interfere with it, it's much easier than trying to understand the stream itself, because the stream is constant. It's a quantum mind that is streaming from the my cloud. And so what we want to do to maximize the daily input that needs to be repetitive in its nature in order for the conscious to interpret and communicate with the rest of us, the subconscious and our unconscious being, we have to then understand that fear is the interference, but fear is difficult to interpret and difficult to be aware of, because fear comes from not only our biochemical and bioanatomical makeup, but it comes from a genetic and energetic inheritance that is not only from generations past, but it could be, if you believe like me in the best option that there's more than one life, it could come from millions of lifetimes. And so in order, once again, to be pragmatic in the facilitation of utilizing our 24 hours in a divine direction of where we want to be or better in divine time, maximizing the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effect that only can be created by what we do every day. You see, 90% of the outcomes in our life that is in that divine direction or divine time are from what we do every day and commit to do every day. Only 10% of our outcomes are interpreted by what we don't do every day. And so understanding the stream, the interference of the stream, the my cloud, the quantum mind, is important to make sure that we're in control of the inputs of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. So what we want to do is spend the minimum amount of man-made constructive time in the reaction to fear, in negative behavior. Negative behavior is behavior that interferes with our divine direction or divine time. Good behavior is aligned with our divine direction and divine time of where we want to be or better, not where other people want us to be, not what's missing, not what we don't have. And so in order to understand not only the power of my cloud and the power of the stream and the power of the quantum, the exponentiality, it all starts in the conscious by understanding how do we limit the amount of man-made constructive time that we're spending interfering with our divine direction or divine time by identifying not the fears that are hard to interpret and be aware of, but actually the instant and the obvious, our reactions to fear that we may or may not understand. Some of the fears we have are extremely obvious. If you look over a 200-story building, you may instantly be afraid and understand that you're afraid of falling. But most of the time, you're just aware of the instant and obvious reaction to fear of anxiety or of separateness or inferiority, superiority, or need to be right, offended, separate, guilty, resentful, any of these, angry, worried, whatever it may be. And so in order to shorten the distance of resistance, in order to shorten the distance of interference, we need to interpret not the fear, but the reaction to fear, spend less time in that to have more time in the good trajectory or behavior and minimize the bad thoughts, words, actions, feelings, etc. And so we are part of an infinite abundant system that's created. I call it the my cloud, and the my cloud is streaming into the conscious, and that conscious then can interpret and communicate with the rest of us, with our quantum being through the subconscious repetitive automatic system that we have, and of course our quantum being, our genetics, our energetics, our DNA, hard code, telling us inactivated and deactivated in a trajectory of where we want to be, or better divine direction or divine time, making, again, wisdom so important to learn from the meaning of the past, and faith, which incorporates the truth or hope or love of the future by understanding the stream and the my cloud and the limitlessness of our own self-image, which is one with our co-creator. And so as we know, we can only be limited by that meaning or by the self-image. So therefore, wisdom and faith are essential in order to understand how to spend less time in interference with the stream and interference with my cloud. Now, as the short-term memory that exists in the conscious, the short-term 24-hour memory, people will tell you that it takes 21 days in order to create a habit, an automatic system that makes things easier and clears the dis-easier. And so what I want you to think about is it takes 21 days not to form a habit. It takes 21 days of repetitive behavior, of every single day non-negotiable behavior, in order to create a neural pathway, not a habit. A neural pathway is limited by how many days that you've created the input into the neural pathway. And two, it's also limited by our quantum, by our unconscious competencies, by our epigenetic layer, activating and deactivating our genetics, our energetics, our DNA, our hard code that can last lifetimes. So for example, if you are an addict, and you may have an addiction to X, just because you stop doing X every single day for 21 days does not mean that you have a quantum shift, that you now don't have that addiction. That's why there's things like the 12-step program and other things that require us, in order to facilitate a reassurance and reaffirmation, to start to dissipate, dissolve, and re-engineer our own being, our quantum being, our own genetics, our own energetics, by continually, repetitively communicating with the quantum. And so, albeit the conscious mind needs repetitive positive input, good behavior and bad behavior, it's the subconscious mind that becomes automatic. Through the neural pathways that are formed, there's approximately 40,000 of the same behaviors or thoughts or activities that occur every single day in your subconscious mind. They're constantly supplemented, replaced, and synergized with the daily activities as new neural pathways can take the place of old ones. And unfortunately, when we're born, and usually continually through our journey of this lifetime, we have found that not only are the subconscious storage of the 40,000 of the same thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings, etc., but 80% of them that we inherit genetically and energetically are negative. So we're actually working or interfering against ourselves, against the my cloud, against the stream of the quantum mind. And so we're actually, you know, more successful when we are focused in on our daily activities. And this is why I've created the five daily practices for you in order to facilitate the two annoying things about self-development and self-improvement, which are one, being honest with ourselves, super annoying, and two, being repetitive, even more than super annoying. And so the reason that I created the five daily practices are to facilitate the truth and repetitiveness of the divine direction and divine time of where you want to be or better. And by knowing what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how best to get that done, and prioritizing in the idea and realm of the quantum, prioritizing in the activities of the day, in the divine time, and the divine direction of where you want to be or better, utilizing the conscious, subconscious mind and quantum mind in order to effectuate a better system in order to get you to where you want to be or better. And so those five daily practices allow us to apply our why and identify the reaction to fear, the instant and obvious reaction to fear, worry, anxiety, depression, etc., anger, and move and roll in the right trajectory, divine direction, more of the time each day, the 24 hours that you're guaranteed, every day of your life, except for, of course, the last day of your life. And so as we work through systematically the quantum mind, and we understand how behaviors, good and bad, and what those are attributing to an automatic system of the 40,000 thoughts that are stored in the subconscious mind, we start to realize how important it is to utilize time with non-negotiables, with understanding that we have to spend our time in the truth of repetitive behavior. But it doesn't have to be all day, because it's so annoying, the truth, meaning, and repetitiveness. So if you look at the most important repetitive behavior that most people ignore, I look at sleep. I've had a sleep coach for 17 years. By the way, if you want that 5 daily practices, I'll send it along with my book. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you those 5 daily practices to help facilitate the quantum mind. Okay. Now, if you want to practice applying your why, understanding the quantum mind, the my cloud streaming into these minds, the quantum mind facilitated by the conscious, which is daily, the subconscious, which takes 21 days to form, but then takes daily activity in order to facilitate deepening the neural pathway and communicating with the quantum to change our genetic and energetic inheritance by identifying the instant and obvious reaction to fear. And so as we start to take a quantitative analysis of who we are in a quantum realm, an infinite abundant system of everything for everyone, we start to realize how easy it is to dissipate and dissolve the dis-easy. And so as we work through how the conscious mind inputs things through what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, every day we start to see the importance of sleep, because most people pay no attention to sleep, and yet it's a third of your life. And so understanding how to facilitate the quantum mind, that unlike the other 16 hours of the day, sleep can be repetitive with an instant connection to the quantum mind, where we can reinforce the subconscious, but more importantly, communicate directly with the quantum mind, activating, deactivating the energetic and genetic inheritance that best suits us in alignment with the divine direction and the divine time. In other words, where we want to be or better. It'll shorten the distance of resistance. It will close the shortages, voids, and obstacles. It'll heal the mistakes and wounds of our past, all while we sleep. And so, you know, having an unwinding routine is part of the conscious practice of an everyday routine that facilitates putting ourselves in the best position so that we can not only recover, but receive or access the information from the quantum mind and clear that stream, so we don't either interfere with or, worse, disconnect from the truth and the inspiration, intuition, and information that best suits us in the divine direction, in the divine time, in our conscious hours, approximately 16 to 17 hours a day. And so when you know that 90% of the exponentiality of outcomes occur from what you do every day in the alignment with the divine, in alignment with divine time and divine direction, you'll realize how important sleep is and how important an unwinding routine in the conscious is. Now, also, if we pick and choose other non-negotiables like health and family and fitness and finance and faith and relationships of others than our own family, as well as studying time and studying other things like quantum minds to be more interested than interesting, you can take up to 3 or 4 extra hours a day to do things that annoy you, meaning to be honest with yourself and to be repetitive. But the good news is that's going to leave somewhere between 10 and 14 hours to do whatever you want that is non-substantial in the outcomes that you desire. So we can do things to fulfill enjoyment. We can do things, but as long as we're consistent every single day and we have no zero effect or interference or dissipation of the quantum mind and the stream of the my cloud that brings in the intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that provides the exponentiality of the outcomes that we want in divine direction, in divine time, we start to see how important not only the conscious is, but the daily habits that we have, non-negotiable every single day. Most people create too much resistance and distance by thinking that they can go the extra mile every once in a while. Going the extra mile every once in a while just allows you to justify why you're not where you want to be, why you're not in a divine direction or divine time. It allows you, if you go the extra mile every once in a while, to justify why you're not where you want to be. Now, if you lower the bar, minimize the amount of time, but are consistent in the conscious continuum by creating activities and utilizing our own dynamic system of quantum mind, that allows us to input data every single day, making the non-negotiable daily inputs so important that then facilitate the neural pathways that clear out and substitute and synergize the 40,000 of the intermediate thoughts that we have that are repetitive. But now instead of 80% of them being negative, maybe we break it down to 79, 78, 77, 76, et cetera. And as the years go by, we are more and more intelligent, intuitive, and inspired. We have cleared the interference between us and the quantum. And our own quantum being, as I mentioned, is called the unconscious. And the unconscious being that we are is coded with DNA. And it has a communicative layer of DNA called the epigenetic layer of the DNA that facilitates the interpretation and communication with the subconscious mind, which has its neural pathways that interpret and communicate with the conscious mind, and through our senses, we are interpreting and communicating with the subconscious, with the conscious mind. And so this system of interpretation and communication ends with the quantum being that we are, which is timeless. Why is it timeless? Because it's quantum. The unconscious mind is a quantum mind that is part and parcel to the my cloud that streams to us through the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind. If we utilize this continuum, we can see how we can start to facilitate this idea of timelessness, of more than enough of everything for everyone. We can see how wisdom and faith are combining together in order to allow us to do three things. And these three things are aligned with physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. These three things are the characteristics that tie in physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. One is that through this behavior of information, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that is interpreted and communicated through the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind, that we will aggregate them together, a compound effect. And then two, it will accelerate because it works in the realm of timelessness, not into a quantitative 24 hours a day that you're guaranteed every day of your life, except for the last day. And then finally, it will have that exponentiality through those non-negotiable behaviors that you do every day. 2 minutes a day in the non-negotiable, 2 minutes a day in the quantum of repetitiveness without missing a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. I went the extra mile. I ran 2 hours on a Saturday. Well, good. You now can justify why you're not where you want to be compared to somebody that's running 20 minutes or facilitating cardiovascular activities 20 minutes a day. Utilizing the five senses to understand attention. We're going to pay attention to the non-negotiables, give it our intention, which is going to clear the disease reaction, the instant and obvious reaction to fear, by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, aligned with divine time and divine direction. And that way, all of our meanings of the lessons of the past will be aligned with that divine time and divine direction, as well as we will expand our own self-image, understanding that we are part and parcel of more than enough of everything for everyone, an omniscient, all-powerful system of thought that protects, promotes, and loves us more than our mom. But we can't do this unless we understand the quantum mind itself. If we think somehow that our efforts are going to go get more, that there's a transaction, a trade, that there's just enough or not enough, we are going to cheat ourselves of the omniscient and all-powerful. Without the wisdom and faith, we'll end up in the same place that we always have been, with just blame, shame, and justification. understand the quantum mind is understanding timelessness in the relativity of today. We live in the conscious. We live in a man-made construct and share 24 hours. Time is the dependent variable of the quantum mind. Infinite time and man-made constructive time are the dependent variable of the quantum mind. So we need to put things in the realm of time, whether it be in the conscious time, the subconscious time, or the quantum time, or the quantum mind. And understanding how can we be ferocious with the 24 hours that we're guaranteed every single day by having non-negotiables, repetitive behavior, and truthful behavior aligned with divine time and divine direction, comparatively to the 10 or 14 hours that we do whatever we want with the other conscious time that we have. Notating that what we do every day will determine exponentially who our quantum being and our connection to the quantum mind is, comparatively to the other 10 to 14 hours of sporadic behavior, which will only create approximately 10% of the outcomes, where the 90% of the quantum outcomes, the exponential aggregating and accelerating outcomes, are created by repetitive, truthful behavior in alignment with divine time and divine direction. Think about my cloud every day. Think about how the conscious mind works, giving its power to within 21 days of truthful and repetitive annoying behavior, creating and starting a neural pathway that is only supported by repetitive behavior in the future and our own limitations that are created by our quantum being, our genetics and energetic inheritance, our code. And so as we work through the quantum mind, let's make sure that we pay attention to what we want consciously. So it interpreted and communicates with the subconscious and keep it truthful and honest the best that we can by clearing the reaction of fear, the instant and obvious reaction to fear, to dissipate the resistance, and then allow ourselves to shift our genetics, shift our energetics, shift our quantum being within the context of an unlimited, abundant, omniscient, all-powerful, infinite system of thought that we belong to. If you want to make a lot of money consciously, if you want to help a lot of people consciously, and you want to have a lot of fun constantly, then understand the My Cloud. Understand the stream. Understand I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with my stream? That is the quantum mind at a high level. If anybody wants the exercise of the quantum mind, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to send that along with my book, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like the 5 daily practices in order to incorporate the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious continuum, go ahead. Again, those 5 daily practices with the book, The Quantum Mind Guide, david@dmeltzer.com. I will pay for shipping the book, the exercises, the guides. All of it will be free. Please join me every Friday.